Good morning, everybody. On behalf of Misora Baltimore, I would like to welcome you here this morning. I imagine you, like me, have been davening, saying Tehillim, and wondering what we can do from so far away. There are so many wonderful opportunities that have been presented in our community and beyond, and we at Misora Baltimore wonder how we can contribute. We are an organization built on the foundation of Torah learning and growth and believe that the most meaningful impact we can have is to strengthen the women of our community through continued learning and tfilos. Therefore, we asked Rifki to help us gain insight into the Tehillim we have been saying. Our hope is that today's program will empower each and every one of you to continue pouring out your hearts and souls for the safety of everyone in Eretz Yisrael. Our classes officially begin this coming Sunday. As advertised, non-members are able to try our in-person classes for the first week free of charge. Immersing yourself in Torah learning is a positive way to make an impact not only on yourself, but on the current situation. We will be sending out an email with the schedule for our semester classes as well as our Rosh Chodesh program. It is our fervent hope and prayer that our collective learning and tefillos will reach the gates of Shemayim, and that there will be no more devastation and suffering in Klal Yisrael. Just a reminder that we do like to have your cameras on, and we love looking at you when you're learning. As long as you are focusing on the class, if we see that that's not happening, I will turn your cameras off. Don't take it personally. We just don't want to distract anyone. And please try to stay muted during the class until Rifki asks for comments, in which case we will be moderating that part. Today's shiur has been sponsored by Risa and Herschel Miller, as is a chus for the swift victory of our army, a refuah for our cholim, the safety of our soldiers, the safety of our citizens, and the immediate return of our captives. I will now turn the program over to Rifki, who will begin the class with the recitation communally of Tehillim 130, which I will go ahead and share on the screen.
Thank you. Okay, let's all say this together, not line by line. Shir ha-ma'alos mima makim k'rasicha Adonai. Adonai shema b'koli tiyena aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachnunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi ya'amod ki imcha haslicha l'ma'an tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshili v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshil Adonai mishomrim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Kim Adonai achesed v'harbei imo fidus, v'hu yifde es Yisrael mikol avonosav. First of all, I want to get out of this speaker view. Okay, first of all, I want to begin with the following. I want to welcome everyone into my home. You're all here, and I know deep down there are probably a lot of you that really wish you were here. So for the next however long this is going to be, you are all here. Not you, Miriam, and not whoever else is in Yerushalayim right now. You can stay home. There's no room in my house right now, and my housekeeper hasn't come. So I really like that that you're here, and that you don't see the other side of my camera. But seriously, you're all here with me in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. By the way, the weather is beautiful. There was rain yesterday, which is also really, really amazing. A special gift from Hashem yesterday, just to let us know he's here with us. So with that said, I also want to tell you this house and the homes of everybody here. It's and I'm sure they're also. It's a house of avelus, of heaviness that we're all feeling right now. So that's a feeling you will feel when you come in. But at the same time, there is so much pride, ga'ava, in the right sense of the word, coming out of my house and every house here in Eretz Yisrael. I am so proud personally to be part of this nation of Am Yisrael, the ones who are in Eretz Yisrael, the ones who are not in Eretz Yisrael yet. But there's such an outpouring of chesed that we see from our communities. It's awesome. You can't believe what's going on here. The love, the lines to donate blood. People are waiting for hours in line to donate blood. I was at I saw a my sister sent me a note yesterday, like at 4 o'clock, and saying, "Rifki, I just heard that there's a levaya going on for a lone soldier, and it's happening at 5 o'clock, and they don't know if anyone's coming. Would you be able to go? It's in Har Menuchos." So I was in the middle of something. I picked up. I'm going to go, and I left the house, took a cab, and I'm thinking, what am I going to say to the parents? What do I have to say? Do what? I'm like all nervous. I said to my husband, "Maybe you should go and not me, because only one of us could have gone at the time, because I don't know what to say." Anyways, we got closer to Har Menuchos. There was such traffic, and right now there's no traffic in Yerushalayim. It's pretty, the streets are not busy at all. And I was saying to I was saying to the cab driver, saying, "What's going on?" He goes, "I don't know. There's just so much traffic. There's never traffic here." And I'm thinking in my mind, wouldn't it be funny? Not funny, but wouldn't it be interesting if it was going to the Levaya? It can't be. It's not going to happen. Turns out, I was one of 1,000 other people that picked up at the last minute to come to Har HaMenuchos, and I would guess from the people that we saw, maybe 25 people actually knew the family, if that many, of the Nifter. And his name was the Kadosh Benny Lau, Benny Lev. Everyone who dies on Mesiras Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem is referred to as a Kadosh. And he really was Kadosh, and he left with such an incredible amount. I was just crying, not just for the fact that we were at a funeral, but I was crying out of passion for being part of such an incredible nation. And here is the story that I can't wait to tell you. I heard it this morning on Arutz 14. And by the way, I just want to put this parenthetically, the more news you hear in Hebrew, the better. I mean, not that you should keep hearing, as opposed to English. If anyone understands Hebrew, go to the Hebrew news stations. Avoid as much of the foreign news and even the English. You want as much Hebrew news. It's absolutely a whole different experience. And I want to share a story I heard on Arutz 14 this morning. Now, just by a show of hands, do you remember when I was in Baltimore in May and we were talking about envisioning the picture of the future and really being there? Like, it's real, it's happening, it's just a matter of time. And what was the example that I gave that people came over to me and said, "Rifki, that was really great," but like they laughed at me. Do anyone remember that example about Tel Aviv and the people in Tel Aviv? Does anyone remember? And we talked about the people in Tel Aviv. It's going to be the most kosher restaurants in the world, and I know it's happening. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time. And especially people in Eretz Yisrael would think that was funny. That there's okay, you're being a little bit dumb. You know, I like your positive thinking, as one of my children said to me. Well, I heard the following story on Arutz 14 this morning. All the restaurants, all the people are bringing food like you can't imagine. There's no food in the If you go into the supermarkets, they're empty. And everyone's thinking there's empty because there's a war and there's no deliveries. Well, the truth is they're empty because everyone is buying out the stores to send to Chayalim all over the country to help the army and to help so there's so much food being bought. You think Erev Yontif was crazy. It's everyone's buying for the Chayalim. I heard this morning one of the Chayalim said, "You know, if anyone runs out of food in their stores, they should come up to us. We have plenty of food to give them." But let's go back to the story of the restaurants, and the people are just giving out so much food. So here's the announcer on the radio, on the television, was saying, in Tel Aviv, from the finest restaurants, they are machshirot et hamitbach. They are kashering their kitchens so that everyone can have their food. And so the restaurants in Tel Aviv are koshering their kitchens so that everyone can have their food. Finally, we've been waiting, and now you just have to dream it. And you know, as when I heard this, I was thinking, part of it is because of us, we women who envision this, who let ourselves go into this place and see it happen. Well, it happens, and we have a chelek in that incredible, incredible story. It should just continue more and more. So I'm so proud to be here. I'm proud when I the chayalim, the soldiers, are going to war with such pride. Their mothers, their sisters, their wives, I should say the wives, the mothers, and the families are having such pride in their families. People are going back to yeshiva, very little Bein HaZmanim that they have here in Eretz Yisrael has now been cut short. And the men are going back with pride to the yeshivas. So there's such emunah in this country. This is emunah. This is a feeling, whether we understand what is going on or not 100% understand what the feeling is. It's v'haya machanecha kadosh. Our battlefields, which is everywhere here, is kadosh, is holy. And therefore we feel it either subtly or clearly, or we don't even know what we're feeling. Everyone's feeling it. And we feel that we are part of history. We are making history. Life will never be the same. It will only be better because of what we're going through right now. And we have emunah that we know Hashem has a very special plan. And we have emunah in ourselves that we can be part of this plan that Hashem is creating right now. We have emunah which enables us not to fall apart with fear. Hashem li lo ira, or as we've been saying for 40 days, more than 40 days, we've been saying, Hashem oriv yeshi mimi ira, from whom shall I be afraid? We have this fear, we have this emuna, which is conquer as much as people are afraid. There isn't a panic for the most part, and that's what we're getting encouraged about on the radios and we are, there's emunah that enables us to move forward. There's a danger of falling into depression. There's a danger of being stagnant, of feeling there's nothing I could do. On Sunday night in America, I sent it out here before that, where I have a small Tehillim group. We do Tehillim 119. We've done it already a number of times. And I wrote to my WhatsApp group, who's all over the world, and I said, it was extremely raw, even more raw than it's going to be right now, which is also pretty raw. Please, I can't say Tehillim for me. And I said, I don't mean that I should be in your Tehillim list. I mean, I can't say Tehillim. I didn't know what that meant because I'm the Tehillim lady, you know, and I felt like I'm there to be mechazik others. I should know what to say. I should have, you know, when you're in times of pain, what can you do? Say Tehillim. So I couldn't say Tehillim, and this stagnation. And then Baruch Hashem, I was mechazik, but it was a problem. It's a challenge that we're all going through. And this is what the enemy wants. They want us to feel depressed. They want us to walk around like the world is falling apart. They want us to be glued to the news. They want us to panic about where are our children and where they want, they love this panicking. We say this in Perek Pei Gimel 83. Don't turn to it yet, Andrea. Ki hine aivecha ye mayun, for behold, your enemies are in an uproar. They're getting all excited. Umisan echa nasu rosh, and those who hate you are getting together and starting the process. They want to confuse us. They want to be powerful. And you know why? Because they are not just our enemies, Hashem. They are your enemies. And what they are trying to do is disconnect us from you, Hashem. They want us to panic. They want us to fear. Hashem li lo ira. Hashem is with me. I'm not afraid. So they're trying to say Hashem is not with you. Go away from Hashem. So you will cane Ira. So I will, yes, be afraid. And why do we feel this way sometimes? What gets us into this place where we're so afraid, where we may be so depressed, where we may feel so helpless? And it's because we're in Avelos. We're in Avelos now. Everyone in some way is grieving. And when one grieves, when one is in avelus, you can't really take what they're saying or what they lose control. They're just angry. They could be in a state of just blaming. This is what's going on in terms of, at least it was, especially at the beginning of the week. And how do you explain it? It's in a place of avelus. And the country is in avelus. Mima amakim, from the depths. And I'm putting a comma after mima amakim. Because we say it so fast, Mima Amakim, courtesy Hashem. Whoa, 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 whoa. Mima Amakim. I'm in the depths. And Tehillim is taking me into the depths. but Kerasicha Hashem. I'm going to call out to you, and we'll talk about this in a minute. We have to feel pain. We have to feel me ma'amakim. But now, what do we do with that pain so that we don't fall into a longer term helplessness, depression, stagnation, whatever, desperation? So in Perek Dalet of Tehillim, which is not said every single day, but I'm sure you're all going through a lot more of Tehillim than even just the ones that are listed. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Beis, is the following Pasuk. And I'm sure we've done this before. Batsar hirchavtali. Dafka, in the time of tsar, of feeling narrow, things feeling stuck, feeling hopeless, helpless, hirchavtali, you expanded for me. And that's really what milchama is all about. Milchama is related to the word lechem. What happens with lechem? You mix it together, you add the, and then it rises. Milchama is a time to expand ourselves, because isn't that the goal of a milchama? That you end the war expanded, stronger, bigger borders, wider borders. And now comes our responsibility. Yes, we are mimamakim. Yes, we're batsar in a time of very much difficulty, of difficult time. But now we come in. So that's the scenario. And here's where I and you all come in. Our responsibility in this time, because our responsibility is batsar, here chaftali. We need to expand. Hashem, you expand me. We are maminim. B'nei ma'aminim, we are believers, the daughters, the sons of believers. We have it in our DNA. We can't fall apart. We can't disconnect. There was, back to our roots 14, I don't watch it all the time. when you think that I'm just glued to the news, I'm not. I give myself certain time periods that I get 15 minutes that I can watch just to know what's going on and to give me chizuk. And so he had on the Arutz, it's had Rav Yigal Levenstein, who's the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva in Eli. And he was speaking to specifically to the women and the mothers and the wives. And he said, in the time of war, we need to focus on fighting. And he quoted the Rambam, and the soldiers need to fight. They need to destroy the enemy. And when women call all the time, it's very distracting. Now you can imagine, you're a mother, you're a wife, you want to know what's going on, how it's going. It's just as hard at home as it is in the battlefield. And he says, you can't call so much or not. And then he said, and he saw this already, where women are really separating from the phone, so that their husbands aren't constantly worried about what's going on at home, that the girl is crying, that, you know, he has a toothache, that you can't get to the, all they're focused on in war. Can you imagine the unbelievable mesiras nefesh that parents, that wives and mothers are showing now? But they're being mechazik one another. And he's saying, you can't instill fear. You can't do anything to ruin their concentration. You can't instill fear. You've got to get those soldiers, be mechazik, help the chayalim, be focused on what they have to do. And Parsha Shoftim, I'm sure you've heard this a number of times. We just read it a few weeks ago. It talks about the Jewish people going out to war, and their mitzvahs connected to it. And the Kohen Mashuach Melchama comes out and says, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, atem krevim hayom lemelchama. You are coming close to war. Aloi veichem, on your enemies. They are enemies. Al yirech levavchem, don't let your heart get soft. Al tir'u. I'm reading from Parsha Shoftim. Don't be afraid. Al tachpazu ve'al ta'artzu mipneihem. Don't panic before them. Ki Hashem Elokeichem ha'olech imachem lihilachem lachem imoyvechem. Because Hashem, your God, is there with them. He's fighting with them. Lahoshia eschem, to save you. Hashem is there. Don't panic. Don't worry. Don't get them nervous. Hashem Oriv Yishi. We just had so much practice saying this. We said it again and again and again. We talked about war, and you have to fight, and we have to always feel like we're in a battle. Well, now we don't have to work on feeling like we're in a battle. We are in a battle. Now is the time to hook onto those psukim, that the day that we stop saying it is when we really start to live it. And then it goes on back to Parsha Shoftim, because the Kohen Mashuach Mechama, the Kohen who's in charge of getting everyone out to war, says the following: Mia Ish Hayarei V'racha Levav. Who is the person here who's afraid and got a soft heart, can't do it? Yelech V'yashov Leveso. He should go home. Get out of there. V'lo Yimas Kilvavo, and not to get anyone else nervous. If you can't go and stand the fire, get away, because don't disturb anyone else. Don't make anyone else afraid. And it's right in the Torah, and it's a very, very important thing for the mothers, for the wives, for the friends. Don't get anyone afraid of what's going on. Oh my goodness, how are We can be in avelos, but we have to at the same time be fighters. We don't have a choice now. Our soldiers here in Eretz Yisrael have incredible morale. You cannot imagine, I mean, I'm sure you're hearing about this, the morale of the soldiers. The enemy thinks that they're destroying us, but they can't imagine how they have strengthened us, especially our nation, which has been unfortunately weakened, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, socially. There have been so many gaps and conflicts that were, petty fights of family members. And what the enemy did is there are no petty fights anymore. Those restaurants in Tel Aviv are ushering their kitchens. We could eat there. Can you imagine? There's a video this morning that I saw again on Arutz 14. From it was like a montage of Chayalim telling people in Eretz Yisrael, they are telling us, don't worry, we are here. We will not sleep until it's over, as it says in Tehillim Yud Ches, Pasuk Lamed Ches. And this has been quoted by all the people in the army, religious, not religious, it doesn't matter, but they're all quoting Tehillim. And they're saying the following: Erdof, it's a Pasuk where David HaMelech is singing in Yud Ches, David HaMelech is singing about his process of fighting the wars and his victories in the wars. Erdof oivai va'asigeim. I'm going to run after my enemies and I'm going to reach them. V'lo ashuv, and I will not come back ad kalosam until they're totally destroyed. And what gives them the strength to say this? What gave David HaMelech the strength to say we're going to go out and fight until they're gone? Because he knew Hashem ori v'yishi. Mimi ira, I'm not afraid. Hashem ma'oz chayai. Hashem is the fortress of my life. Mimi efchad. And some of the generals know this, and some of them they don't 100% know what they know. We all know things that we don't really even think we know. This is what they know. This is what's inspiring them to say, Erdof ayvai v'asigeim. I'm going to run after my enemies, and I'll reach them. V'lo ashuv, and I won't return until I destroy them. You can't say that in Israel, if you don't really believe in God, because otherwise you could just pack up and move back to America or to Europe or some other place that's a lot more, a lot easier, that sense to live. We're in this place of Bikrov alai mereim le'chol es besari. Our enemies are coming so close to consume our flesh, and ultimately, Hema kashluvena fallu. They are going to stumble and fall, not us. And where are we right now? All of us? Let's go back to that song that we sang so many times. Ve'ata yarum roshi aloi vai svivosai. And I feel so elevated above my enemies that are all around me. They're still fighting. They're still shooting. It's possible that we may have to stop in the middle because there's going to be a siren. It's possible. But I feel so elevated, so uplifted, so proud. And that's why I wanted to bring you into my house today here in Eretz Yisrael. We know that we're partnering with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something incredible. And we know, and specifically, that those who are going out to war are going out with this feeling of responsibility for the Jewish people and for Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is our land. And when I say our land, I mean B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people, and Hashem. It's us and God, it's our shared land. And that's what gives them the empowerment that they're going through right now. And our Chayalim feel so empowered. But they're not the only soldiers. They're not the only ones making the difference. And they're not the only people that are partnering with God to win this war. Every wife, every mother, every friend is also a chayal or a chayelet. Every avreich, every guy who went early back to yeshiva, and that's everyone yesterday, knowing they're going back because Torah is our weapon. We have to fight with our Torah learning, and they're learning Torah with a new fervor. And you can see the morale of the yeshiva guys going back also. It's not like, oh no, I didn't have my vacation that I've been waiting for. They have such a feeling of determination. They are chayalim. So the miluim, the reservists, those who are miluim, they, and along with their regular soldiers, along with the guys in the yeshiva, they're drafted. They have to go back. They have to go. But we are in a different situation. We choose to be a soldier at this time. And this is what I'm going to present to you now, because history is changing. Our lives are changing. Eretz Yisrael is changing. We'll never be the same as it was last week. And on some level, it's going to affect everybody in this moment and in eternity. And the question you have to ask yourself, do you want it to happen to you? It's going to happen. An incredible victory, an incredible change and development. Do you want it to happen to you as you sit passively, being upset and feeling there's nothing I can do? Or do you want this victory to be happening through you, because of you? Do you want to play an active part? Do you want to be a soldier in the army? And that, I know the answer that you all have, because I know you. The answer is, of course, we want to be called. We all want to be mitgayes. We all want to be, what do you say? How do you say it in English? Called up? There's a better way. Enlist, there's a word for that. Okay. We all want that call for giyus. We all want to be called up. And we are all being called up. And we can all choose to make a powerful difference in the world right now. So the question is, as Andrea began, what can we do? So when I continue now, I'm just speaking as Rivka Siegel. That's it. So drafted. Thank you, Miriam. Can't believe I forgot that word. Okay. But we all want to be drafted, but we have to draft ourselves. And what can we do? So I just want to throw out a number of these things. You're hearing this, and we'll talk about some of these ideas and some of these we won't. First of all, money, tzedakah, tatzil mimavis, not just for you, but tshuva tefila utzedakah, ma'avirin esra ha'gzera. Think about what you're giving, to whom you're giving. Really make that effort, not only to give tzedakah, and it might, the people in Eretz Yisrael are going through financial issues. It's not an easy thing. And we're all, just because you're not an Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean that feeling of, you know, having to give because of the war effort and whatever the right thing is for you. But think about it. Number two, and this I know nothing about, but I do want to say one thing about it, even though I know nothing about it. The political, that's just so not in Eretz Yisrael. They don't talk about this at all. But the political things that you can do as American citizens, and I have no connection, as I said, to this, but be aware as you're doing those, and the Rabbanim are telling you what to do when they're advising, but be aware that the war is not going to be won because of President Biden. And he may have spoken very nicely, and it may be the nicest speech you ever heard him give, but the war is not going to be won because of him. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't use him as an ally to help. But don't get caught up with it's all about Biden. It's not all about Biden. It's not all about Netanyahu. It's all about, as you say in Perek Chaf, Hashem Hoshia. Hashem is saving us. This is what you say when you say this pasuk every day, at least once, because now you're saying these pasukim in Perek Chaf at the end. Hashem is saving us. Hamelech, the king, is referring to Hashem Ya'anenu Biyom Karenu. Hashem will answer us on the day that we call. And we hope that Biden will be a shaliach of Hashem to bring great things. And he may not be the shaliach, but that's all He is, and we have to ask them for help. Again, I don't mean to not do the political thing, but don't get caught up with it's all about Biden. You have to do your, just like you have to go out to war and get buy the guns and do that, you have to do your political work, but it's not because of Biden. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Bahashem Naseh V'Natzliach. Next thing, three, mitzvos. Every mitzvah we do, or specifically, but Sarah Hirchavtali, we're so focused on davening, and davening is critical. We'll get to that. But all we should work on mitzvos, becoming a better person because of Batsar, the Tsar that we're going through. Hirchavtali, Hashem, you gave me an opportunity to expand, and everyone's got to take this time of Tsar, of Tsar. And Tsar of narrowness, of feeling stifled, feeling, well, I'm helpless. I can't do anything. I'm in my own Mitzrayim where I'm stuck, to figure out, well, what can I become better at? What can I work on? And do mitzvos purposefully. And not only, I'm doing this mitzvah to better myself, but I'm fighting my Yetzer Hara. You know, as they're fighting out in the battle in the north, in the south, I'm fighting my Yetzer Hara. I'm also fighting a battle. I'm fighting my desires, my tavos, my ego, all the different things we fight. I'm fighting, and I'm gonna win. And that battle we have control over. I'm gonna win my battle, and in that s'chus, that should be the s'chus for the army, for the people and the soldiers who are at the front lines. Isn't that what we see with Rachel Imenu? What she's v'shavu banim l'gvulam. We're all going to win the war. We're all coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because of Rachel. What did she do? And the Medrash tells us she had the story in her house between her and her sister and her husband to be. Those were the three people. No one really knew about it at all. But she worked on herself so much where she gave the signs over to her sister. And what does Hashem say, according to the Medrash, in the s'chus of what you did for your sister, that you didn't embarrass your sister? I am going to bring all of Klal Yisrael back. But wait a minute. She didn't fight. She didn't lead the nation. She didn't have her hands up. Well, doesn't matter. You live your own life. You work on your personal battles, and that's going to be the s'chus for the national battle that Klal Yisrael are fighting right now. So that, just think about doing mitzvos with intention. Think of right now, so many people, I don't want to say anything negative, but it's possible that people at war are so busy with their minds towards the fighting that they're not saying the brachos well, or maybe they're not even saying all the brachos. And therefore, when you say a bracha, think, I am saying a bracha, and my intention is for anyone who needs that bracha to be said, see it coming out of their mouths as well. I'm saying I have to concentrate and do a really good bracha because Hashem, I want to be, and I'm not talking about this technically from a halachic standpoint, but I want to be yotzei all those people who can't say brachos right now. Now, who can't learn Torah right now, who can't do other mitzvahs because they're so busy at war. The next thing, we daven and we daven and we storm the heavens with Hashem. Please, 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 we're here. What davening does to us, or for us, one aspect of davening is it just changes Hashem's mind. Whatever that means, how that works is not something that I can explain. But it does. You go throughout history and Hashem, daven, daven. But what it does do is it connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we daven and we realize we're for davening with all our hearts, we realize we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it gives us this feeling of, if I'm davening and davening, and I know Hashem is there. And when you know Hashem's presence is there, Hashem's presence becomes stronger, not only in your Dalet Amos, but Hashem's presence becomes stronger wherever you are, in all around us. When there's people davening really, really hard, even when you're not davening so hard or not davening at all, you feel it. It's bringing Hashem's down. We say, Hashem, listen to me. Listen, listen. So it's as if Hashem has to come down. Listen, listen, listen. Hashem has to come closer and closer and closer to us. When Hashem comes closer and closer to me, he's coming closer and closer and closer to everyone. So we storm the heavens, more davening and more davening. And then there's Tehillim, which is the topic of what we're supposed to be talking about today. What is the power of Tehillim? So first and foremost, he'emanti ki adaber, I believe in that which I say. I put my belief in that which I say. The words of Tehillim is there to strengthen us, to give us the emunah. We are believers, but sometimes we're having a hard time believing fully the way we need to believe. And that's why I said fully, because it's not that we don't, chas v'shalom. The words of Tehillim strengthen us so that we don't stay numb. Because if someone would say, okay, now say you don't even know what to say. You don't have to know what to say. You don't have to know what to do. Just open up to Perek Chaf. We don't even have to choose which Tehillim to say because it's too much for us right now. So you're told, this is what you have to say. And it gives us the words to say when we don't have the words to say. When we feel lifeless, it gives us chayim because it's going to help us just start by saying the words. And not only that, so what, and as we know, we've done Tehillim so many times. Tehillim is about incorporating, Tehillim is about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything that you're going through in life. And it's not just about connecting to Hashem. It also gives us direction how to move forward so that when you finish saying Tehillim and you feel a little bit lighter, you feel like you could move and you don't know why. That is why Tehillim gives you the ability to move forward because you feel that all of a sudden you're not running the world on your own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you're on Al Kapayim Yisa'uncha, Perek Tzadi Aleph. Hashem is carrying us in his kapayim, and that's the lighter feeling. That's the feeling we get when we finish Tehillim. So even when we're in a place of mima'amakim, as we said at the beginning, there's a purpose for bringing, for us being down. What it does is it turns our situations into purposeful. It turns our pain, it turns whatever we're going through, it turns our fun walk in the park. But that's not what we're going through right now. But it turns us into, it turns every circumstance into a place of, into a moment of purpose. Mima'amakim, I feel so low. And stop and feel the pain, feel the fact, whatever you're feeling, incorporate it into the Tehillim. Don't say Tehillim and blah, blah, and then walk back and feel horrible. Mima'amakim. Let yourself cry then. Let yourself feel that pain then. Let yourself see those pictures, which hopefully you haven't seen. And then, Karasicha Hashem, I'm going to call out to you, Hashem. And you don't have to say, Mima Makim Karasicha Hashem. You could say, Mima Makim Karasicha Hashem. Give yourself time to let the words go inside of you, so that they really work to empower you. And as you can, let's go. Let's, you know what, Andrea, let's pick up, pull up Kuf Lamed. Let's do it quickly. Let's do parts of it together, which is really what I'd like to do is share highlights, I guess we can call it, of the Tehillim that you're saying every day. Kuf Lamed. Hashem, Hashem Shim'a b'koli. Hashem, listen to my voice. Hashem, don't just listen, but pay attention, like move closer to me so that you hear every word of my pain. And that's part of the what you are allowed to be in pain. And tell God you are in pain. And all of a sudden, what does that pain do? It enables you to get really close to God. Im avonos tishmarka, if you are, if Hashem, if you're going to guard my mistakes and say there's no way, Rifki, that Hashem mi amod, Hashem, who's able to stand in front of you? Ki imcha haslicha lama'an tivarei, because with you is forgiveness in order that you can be feared. And I just want to share a thought because one of the things that's going on in people's minds is it's because of this whole thing happened because of, and I'm not going to answer that, I'm not going to say the rest of the sentence, but we all, people are going through this. It's because of and finding fault. And I'm not talking about because of Biden or because of, talking about because of different things that have happened in the Jewish community itself. Don't go there. When we're in a time of Avelis, where we're trying to get up and being a soldier, it's not our time to focus on what we've done wrong. Believe me, there's other, we just had Yom Kippur. That was the time. Not now, not before war. And we say, Hashem, you're not going to focus on sins. So it's a subtle message and not so subtle. I can't focus on sins either. Everyone is amazing today. As you know, all the Jewish people are amazing today. That's what I need to focus on, because I'm asking Hashem to do that for us. Kivisi Hashem, kivsanafshi. I'm hoping to you, Hashem. And when we use the word hope in Tehillim, kivisi is from the language of a line, which is the you have 2 points and you have that line, and it's like I'm holding on with a rope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivisi isn't I just hope, you know, like I hope this, I hope that. No, kivisi is I'm holding on to you, Hashem. I'm awaiting, v'lid varaho chalti, and I'm awaiting for your word, meaning it may happen now, it may happen in an hour, it may happen in a day. I know what's going to happen. I just don't know when, Hashem, it's going to happen. Hashem, I'm holding on to you. Nafshi l'Hashem, my soul is to Hashem. Mishamrim laboker, shamrim laboker. I'm awaiting good things to happen. And that's because Hashem is so full of chesed. That's what this Tehillim is about. I am awaiting for good things to happen. I'm in pain. But when you have this feeling of I'm in pain, but I know it's going to be over, it puts a whole different spin on the pain, and it gives you that, enables you to move forward. If you look at the next Tehillim, Kuf Mem Beis is also a Tehillim that you're saying, and it's Maskil David Biyoso Bamaratz Tfilah. David HaMelech wrote this Maskil when he was in a cave. He wrote in a Tfilah. He was in a cave because he was stuck. He couldn't get out. He couldn't move. And he says, Koli El Hashem Ezak, I'm going to cry out to you. Koli El Hashem, I'm going to cry out. I'm pouring out everything, my conversation. I'm going to tell you how I feel, because I feel like everyone wants to kill me and there's nothing I could do. I feel helpless. I feel hopeless. But look at the last pasuk. The last pasuk is Hotzia mimasker nafshi lehodos eshemecha. Save me from the confines of my soul. It could be, I don't know how he translates it here, I can't read it, so small. It could be say, release my soul from the confines or the confinement that it is in, or it can also be release me from my confining of my own soul. I feel so stuck and I'm doing, get me out of this place where I feel so stuck, because what do I want to do? Lehodos Hashemecha, because I want to praise you, Hashem. Be yachtiru tzadikim. And therefore, through me, I'm translating according to Rashi, be yachtiru tzadikim, through me, tzadikim will crown you, because you're going to save me, and because I'm going to be part of this salvation, and through me, there's going to be an incredible ending where the world is going to come, and kala amin tikuchaf, all the nations are going to come, and we just said in Rosh Hashanah, we're all going to come, and we're going to clap, and we're going to hold hands, and we're going to announce Hashem Melech, Hashem is the King, and it's going to happen through me. So get me out of this place where I feel stuck, because through me, I am going, through me, you, Hashem, are going to be enthroned, meaning going to have so much glory. Let's move on to the next one that I would like to do quickly, and that's the Tehillim of Pei Gimel. And I think Pei Gimel, of all the Tehillim, is probably one that people are at least familiar with. And I want to just share a little bit more with you. And what Tehillim Pei Gimel does is this, and it's so relevant, because it recounts the history of our nation, and it counts the history of nations who have attacked us in the past. And what we're going to see as we go through this Tehillim is that it's the same nations that attacked us in the past that are attacking us now. They just changed their names. They haven't changed much else about who they are. So who are we talking about? The nations that are coming together and that they're planning. And the ultimate thing is they don't want the nation of Israel. They don't. They want to drive us into the sea. And they're all coming together and they've made treaties with one another. And who are these nations? Pasuk Zion, Ahale Edom, the Yishma'elim, the tents of Edom and the Yishma'elim. Who is Yishmael and Edom? They were located in southern Israel. It could be Saudi Arabia. I don't know if Mitzrayim, but maybe part of Egypt. It's the southern part of Jordan. But let's talk about it as Saudi Arabia. Ahalei Edom is also in that area, the south of Israel to the east. But Ahalei Edom, say the Mefarshim, is not just referring to the land, the country Edom, but it's people who live in Ohalim, people who live in tents. We know who they are, the people who live in tents, who are still there coming to get us. Then we have the Gval. Did I miss one? I did miss one, the Hagrim. The Hagrim are from the family of Hagar, also a version, I guess, of the Arabs. They are located probably a little bit more to the east of Jordan, probably in today's Iraq. I don't know exactly where the border of Jordan and Iraq and exactly where it was, but that's where they are. They're further out to the east, Iraq. So let's refer to it as Iraq. Then you have the nation of Gaval. Gaval, if you look in Pasukhes, Gaval is nation in the north. It's the southern part of Lebanon today, happening right now as we speak. And you have Ammon. Ammon is northern Jordan. And you have Amalek. Amalek is just plain Hamas. They are Hamas, the wicked, evil people that just are evil, evil, evil. That is Amalek. They've been here before. They're here now. The Pelishtim, who are the Pelishtim? The Philistines, the Palestinians, the Gaza Strip. That's where the Pelishtim were. If you remember from learning Shmuel, that's where the Pelishtim were in Gaza and Ashdod and Ashkelon. That's the Gaza. The Gaza Strip, the Ritzuat Azah, is are the Pelishtim. Tzor is Lebanon up north, or it could also be further up north where it's Syria. And then it says Gam Ashur, also Ashur. So Ashur could be the modern day Iran that we have today. But the concept of Ashur was they were this really civilized nation, very much to the east of us. Yeah, to the east of us. And like, what were they doing getting involved in this fight between Ammon Moab against Israel? They were far away, they were civilized, but they were sophisticated and worldly and politically correct, and they wanted to make sure that the nations around us are treated fairly and properly. They wanted to run the world, and therefore, although they're in Ashur, which is nothing near, they're not going to expand their borders into Israel. That's not going to happen. But they still wanted to join and fight us as well. And then Pasuk Yud continues on. We were successful with Midian. We were successful with Hazor. I'm stopping it for a second. I don't want to talk about the actual history of the story in Malachim because it's not going to take us where we need right now. But there's a story when Yehoshaphat was coming to they were all coming together to fight Yehoshaphat. But anyway, so what they davened for is remember the battle of Midian, remember the battle with Sisera and Yavin. Midian is a battle that was fought in the south. Midian was fought by Gideon. What are you learning now in Navi? Are you in Shoftim by any chance? No, okay. Gideon fought the Midianites. Sisera and Yavin were the king and the general up north, up in the Lebanon area, in the Syrian area. They came down, and they were fought by Devorah and Barak, and ultimately Sisera, the great, great general. Sisera was killed by Yael, the lady who stuck a peg in his head while he was sleeping. So we say, Hashem, these victories that you did in the past, do them again for us now. And as you go through, you'll see. What do we ask Hashem for in Pei Gimel? I'm sorry, I can't read it on the screen, so I want to just find it in my. I did not bring my glasses. In Pei Gimel, we ask Hashem to help us defeat these enemies and make them. Pasuk Gimel. Let's start with you, Gimel. Asher Amru Nir Shalanu. What do they want to do? They want to inherit us. They want to inherit for themselves, Es Naos Elokim. They want to take over the pasture of God. They want to take over the land of Israel. Hashem, we say, Pasuk Yudalet Elokai, Shisemo Kegalgal, Kakash Lifnei Ruach. Hashem, make them like whirling tumbleweed, like chaff before the wind. Let them roll around and then like disappear. Ke'esh Tivar Ya'ar, like a fire burns a forest that goes so fast. Hashem let this go so quickly because they want to destroy us. Make them so ashamed. Make them seek you out and then don't listen to them because they are horrible people. Destroy them. And ultimately, why do we want them to be destroyed? Pasuk Yud-Tes, not just so that we can have, walk around the streets and feel safe. Certainly we do, but Pasuk Yud-Tes, ki ata shimcha Hashem levadecha, and they will know. Everyone who's left over after this horrible war, everyone who's left over in the world, most of the world, will know that it's you, Hashem, alone, Elyon al kol ha'aretz, most high over the world, over the earth. It's all about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want the world to recognize the greatness of God. And that's really where we end off the song. These victories have happened. The victories that we're reading, right? We have been successful over all these nations. Think of the Six-Day War, very recent victory that we had. And these victories will happen now. But we need to storm the heavens and remind Hashem, we are here. I'm with you. I'm holding on. I, Hashem, this is what I want. In the same way that Lahavdil, that you're storming the Congress and you think, I'm going to really make a difference. And you are. We are storming HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, we really care. I'm sending you letter after letter after letter after letter after letter. Because I know if I send enough letters, it's going to make a difference. My vote counts. Yes, it does. We are not hopeless because we know Hashem is with us. And we are not helpless because we know we have help. And not only that, people say the following: I feel helpless. And it's not just the feeling of helpless that I don't know, how Hashem's going to do this. But sometimes we have a feeling of helplessness, and we say that is because I want to do something and I feel helpless. Like I feel like I am less help for people in that sense. How can I do something? There's nothing I can do. But you can be very, very helpful and keep saying, I can be, I am helpful. I'm going to. That's what Tehillah reminds us, how helpful we can be. We are storming the heavens. We are reminding ourselves. We're creating an energy in the world of we are going to be successful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close. And then furthermore, we may feel, again, hopeless. Not when you say Tehillim 121. You don't have to even put it up, John Drew. Everyone knows this by heart. Esa einai el haharim. I lift my eyes to the harim, to the mountains. I don't just look down at the ground all day. I look up. Me'ayin yavo Ezri. How in the world can I do something? How are we going to do this? Ezri me'im Hashem. Osei shamayim va'aretz. My help is from Hashem, the creator of heavens and earth. And when you say that, how can you feel helpless? How can you even say the words, I feel helpless, when you just said, Ezri me'im Hashem? It's not about me. I feel helpless. What do you mean? I have so much help. Ezri me'im Hashem. And hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Hashem does not slumber or sleep, the guardian of Israel. Hashem yishmor tzeischa uvo'echa me'atah v'ad olam. Hashem should guard your goings and comings from now until forever. And this is what we should say to people when they say they're in Eretz Yisrael or that they have a son in the army. Not, oh my goodness, is he okay? I'm thinking of you, and Hashem yishmor tzeischa uvo'echa me'atah v'ad olam. Hashem is going to take care of him or her. So again, what can we do? We can storm the heavens. We can call out to Hashem. We can be very clear. We are not helpless. We have plenty of help and we are not hopeless. We know it's going to be good. And we are not someone who can't do anything. We can be so helpful. And when you feel this way, you create a schus in the world. There's just like the soldiers feel the following. And I heard this in Hebrew. Yesh li zchut liyot batzava. It's a zchut for me to fight lilachem ba'ad Yisrael. I have a zchut. We have a zchut. We're at this incredible time where we have the zchus, wherever we are, to make a difference in history. And Tehillim that we say, it changes us. It empowers us to make a difference and get that feeling that we need, the feelings that we don't know how to handle. We can now deal with them with Hashem, and then gives us the direction to move forward. When you say, in addition, when you say your tefillos, You're partnering with those who are in true mourning right now. I don't want to say we're all in true mourning, but in mourning where they're in Shiva, where they're waiting to find out information. We can't even bring our heads to that place. And for all I know, maybe they're davening with so much kavana, I don't know. But maybe it's possible that one of them is like me, who was not able to know what to say at that moment, even though I could open a tehillim. And maybe you need to say your tefillos that you're going to say are going to partner with the pain, the mima'amakim that you're going through. And together you will be mima'amakim k'rasicha Hashem. You can partner with the 300,000 plus chayalim who are busy, busy, busy fighting. They can't daven so much. But our davening is partnering with each and every one of them. Rav Landau and B'nai Brak says to say Tzadi Aleph, 91 at the beginning. He said, say it all the time. And now he said, say twice a day. But think about this when you say Tzadi Aleph, 91. Ki malachav yitzav elach lishmorcha b'chol drechecha. As we're saying, for he commands his angels to guard you wherever you go. And when we're saying that, see those who are going onto the front lines, and there are many of them. See every policeman here. See everyone living in an area as soon as they hear a siren and they have to run, whether it be in Beitar, whether it be in Yerushalayim, doesn't matter. It's everywhere. See the angels surrounding all the people on the front line and see it with a confidence because your tefillah, every time you say that pasuk, who knows how many angels are now being added to support the people who need it the most. And Hashem decides who needs it. He knows the most who needs it. He knows, and not the most, he knows who needs it. And therefore, when we say that pasuk, Hashem then say, ding, I'm going to take that donation and put it exactly where it needs to go right now. Every single time you say that pasuk. So what we try to do in this short amount of time, I just want to see if there's anything else that... Okay. In this short amount of time, with just a few ideas about Tehillim, and as you can imagine, it's... I didn't know what exactly to say, and hopefully this is a taste of some thoughts. This is why we say Tehillim, and this is also how we say Tehillim. And so I want to encourage you sometimes not to focus on, or I want to, let me talk positive, but I want to encourage everyone to really focus on what you're saying in the same way that you don't just sit and have a suda, but you prepare the suda before you have it. Prepare the Tehillim before you say it. Think about what you're saying and don't focus necessarily on quantity of prakim. That doesn't mean that those who say you have to say the whole tefillah, it's not that they're wrong, God forbid, but different people have different strengths. And that may not be our strength that we could just say tefillah and again, and just know what we're saying and say with maybe for some people, it really, really is, but it may not be for us. And so focus on the quality of the tefillah that you say. And furthermore, as you go through the tefillah, what's going to happen is a certain pasuk's going to like being like, oh my goodness, this is it. Take that pasuk and write it down and say it all the time as you're driving in the car, as you're cooking, as you're going to sleep. Say that one pasuk that really, really talks to you, that gives you that power, that empowers you to be helpful, to be hopeful. Take that pasuk and just say it as many times as you need to. And it not only will empower you, it will change the world around you. And when I say around you, I mean like here in Eretz Yisrael in the same way that wherever else it will be. So with that said, I want to end off with this feeling of helpfulness and hopefulness that we all have, and we will only have increased by saying Eretz Tehillim, that we should all think about as we say in the bracha of Shema, which we say every day in the morning, in Lekel Baruch. We say, Ki hu levado po'el gvaros. Why are we davening to him? Because he alone, meaning God alone, does strong acts. He is po'el ba'al milchamos. He is the master of war. God is the master of war. He is zorea tzedakos. He sows justice into the world. Matzmiach yeshuos. He grows salvation in the world. He's the borei refuos. He's the one that's creating the refuah, for the people who need a refuah so badly. And therefore, Or Hadash, we know, because we say it every day, Or Hadash Al Tzion Ta'ir, there will be an incredible light that's coming over Tzion. V'nizkechu lanu mehera le'oro, and we should all be zocha to see its light too. But it's more than that. We should all be zocha. When we experience, when we become part of this currently a tragedy, at some point we'll see it's really not. But when we look at and understand that there's a light at the end of this pain that we're going through, and we do our part, v'nizkechu lanu, we will all be zochet not only to see its light, but be part of its light, because we all actively are participating in bringing this light to the world. And there's no better time than now that Hashem is giving us this opportunity to be zoche, to bring the or that's going to be absolutely incredible, that we are going to bring to this world. So I wanted to open this up to any thoughts or questions, if that's okay with you, Andrea.
Yeah, just a few things before we, first of all, thank you, Rifki. That was beautiful. If people can look in the chat, the screen that I was sharing is Art Scroll is offering a free download, and they've put together this little packet of these Prukim. So that's all in one thing. So I did put the link there. You can go to artscroll.com if you missed the link, but there are different versions that you can download. So just so that everybody, has those, because that is what I was using. We are going to actually stop the recording for this portion. And if we can unmute people, but to please, we'll do it in an orderly fashion, just for a few minutes in light of everybody's time.